On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, Season 1, Episode 19.
I think the thing that people don't understand is I think the DCP is ultimately the business plan. If you do not follow your business plan, you're not going to have a successful business. In this case, in Toastmasters, if you don't follow the DCP, you're going to have a club that's going to struggle.
We talk all the time about getting clubs to the distinguished level in Toastmasters. We don't talk so much about areas or divisions. How do you get a division to distinguished or better? Today we're talking to Pete Panwani, Division Governor of District 10's Central Division. He has developed his newsletter to be a tool to communicate with his division in a way I have not seen elsewhere. This newsletter encourages clubs to understand the value of the Distinguished Club Program as the key to build a successful program for the members. Here's Pete on the table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10 Toastmasters International. We're here today to talk about your track to Toastmasters success. I'm District 10's DTM Mentorship Chair, Kim Craggy. You send out this amazing monthly newsletter to your area. Does it just go to the area governors, or does it go to the club presidents or club officers? Who gets this?
Every member in the Central Division gets it, as well as there's a few people outside the division that have asked me for a copy of the newsletter. So it goes out to about 350 plus people.
When I was an area governor, I sent out pictures of Kirk and Spock and told people it was logical to get to a TLI. What you've done is so much better. It looks incredibly professional. Did you have help putting that together?
When I was an area governor, I put together a newsletter on a smaller scale. And all I did was expand upon the ideas that worked as an area governor, what I learned as a club extension chair, and took that to a new level. I just basically applied what I learned earlier in BPPR roles, as well as what I learned from my area governor experience, and just put it together and just made it work.
I'm going to try to put this on the website so people can see it. You have, it's about 4 pages long.
Right.
You have upcoming deadlines. You have people who have achieved goals. You have your highest award winners for the year. You just have a boatload of information for people about Central Division. I don't know anybody else. I don't know any other division governor who's doing anything like that.
I think the bottom line is, with our division, the challenge is just make sure everyone's communicated. And I think the other thing in the Central Division is we have people that work really hard that want to be recognized. And this is just a unique way of making sure that those people are recognized.
It's a very clever way, because now everybody across your entire district, which goes from about Youngstown over to Medina and probably Twinsburg down to Green.
Yeah.
That's a very big area. And now everybody knows that somebody has earned 6 awards, or somebody's completed 11 awards. That's pretty really excellent way to promote people and encourage people.
I think my goal with putting the education awards out there is you see somebody that earns a CC or a CL, and that person that's 2 speeches away, that's hesitant about getting it, thinks to himself, you know what? I want to be recognized. Let me get those 2 speeches out. Let me do my absolute best and get that recognition.
I think it's great. I think that's more motivational than almost anything else I've seen out there to help people see the reason why we're doing this. You know, when we talk about the Distinguished Club Program, for example, we've got the TLIs coming up, and I'm supposed to give a speech about the Distinguished Club Program to the Makeup TLI in the South. It's all been said so many times, but I have to remember that many of these people are coming in, they're brand new, and they've never even heard of the Distinguished Club Program, and they don't understand why it's valuable or why they should be seeking it out. I think that a lot of the things I saw in your newsletter helped me figure out what it is I want to say. So
wow.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. I'm excited to hear how the speech turns out.
Yeah, I am too, because half the people who are officers have already been officers before. And I think that's a rough estimate, but it seems to be how my clubs work, is somebody's already been an officer and they're coming back to do another role, or to repeat because certain roles don't get changed very often, like treasurer.
Sure.
So to give them something new to think about, it was very much part of my goal. And when I looked at your paperwork, I thought, now this is inspiring to me to help them understand why DCP is so important to the clubs.
I think the thing that people don't understand is I think the DCP is ultimately the business plan. If you do not follow your business plan, you're not going to have a successful business. In this case, in Toastmasters, if you don't follow the DCP, you're going to have a club that's going to struggle.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that. I've seen clubs that have 30 people and they have two goals to their name. And they wonder why their turnover is big. They can get a lot of people, but they lose a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the clubs that have 10 goals, but they have 8 people. I think they missed that plan. Like, hey, that's great that we're retaining people, but what are we doing to grow our club?
Right.
I think the beauty of the DCP is that it really challenges you to have that perfect balance. Yes, it's important to have education awards, but if you have one or two people doing all the work and everybody else sitting back, you're either going to have a ton of goals and no members or a ton of members and no goals.
Yeah.
I that's what I love about the Distinguished Club Program is that if you follow that Distinguished Club Program to the T, you're going to have a strong, thriving club.
Are you going for your second DTM?
Yeah, I'm wrapping up my second DTM right now. The only thing I had left to do was to finish out my term as Central Division Governor. My term as Club Extension Chair was not technically a
right
position like your role as DTM Chair. So
right,
I took the Central Division Governor, and as soon as I finish my term, I will be a two-time DTM.
Wow.
Ironically, when it's all said and done, I just finished my 30 HPL, and I'm about to finish my third Advanced Communicator Gold. Truthfully, all I would have to do to earn my third DTM is if I went back on the deck and took on another position
yeah
down the line. It's not going to happen this year, obviously.
Obviously not.
A few years from now, possibly I'll throw my hat in again and finish up that third DTM.
Wow. So I might be putting a medal around your neck this fall.
That's the plan.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
I always like the fall DTM mintings because I always have so many.
That's fun. Last year I had the opportunity to participate in that. I introduced Missy Moore for her second DTM.
Yeah.
I worked on that like it was a contest speech. I was so nervous that she was going to, you know, with her being 6 foot tall in the military and a third degree black belt.
Whoa.
I just want to make sure I didn't screw up that speech because I didn't want her to come up there and punch me.
Oh, I don't think she would have done that.
No.
She might have taken you out back and done it.
Yeah, probably.
No, Missy's a wonderful woman, and she is an excellent example of somebody whose Toastmasters skills have really helped her succeed in her personal career, professional career.
Oh, absolutely. You see that in her. You see that in her. She lives it. She breathes it. Honestly, when my daughters are asked who their favorite Toastmaster is, it's always Aunt Missy.
Yeah.
It's not me. I'm lucky to be in the same home club with her. It's been so much fun. I mean, we built a club together and we're still in the same club. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's one of my closest friends. So it's awesome to have an opportunity to do that with her.
Are you going to be Distinguished Division this year?
We already officially clinched a Distinguished Division as of last Saturday.
Yay! And
yeah, I'm excited about that. I just found out that Cuyahoga Falls is just gaining their 20th member. So they will be a perfect 10 President's Distinguished Club. That's
wow.
going to bump the Central Division up to Select Distinguished. And then I have 5 clubs that are either one member or one goal away from Distinguished. If any one of them make that happen, which I feel pretty confident that will happen, and our new club, Joanne Fabrics, is being chartered, I think we got a good chance of being President's Distinguished by the end of next week.
Wow.
So a lot of hard work is paying off. We've had a lot of area governors that worked their tails off this year. We've had a great group of club officers all across the Central Division. And we've had a lot of people that came out of the woodwork and really came together to put together some new clubs.
Yeah.
I think my favorite part is there's a couple clubs that we have there that have never been distinguished before that are distinguished for the very first time.
Which clubs are those?
The first club is Speaking Light. They are a corporate club. They meet at TCP, which is a light bulb company in Aurora.
Yeah.
And then we have Beacon Toastmasters. They're just 3 members away. I feel extremely confident that they're going to pull it off. Vicky Nan is their coach, and I've learned never to doubt her. She yes. is a phenomenal talent, and I have full confidence she's going to lead Beacon to distinguished. Akron 151, they've been consistently distinguished. Last year they had an off year. They just regained distinguished status this year. That was exciting to see. And then after that, we just got a lot of consistent clubs that are just doing a great job. Twinspirations, I think, will be President's Distinguished again this year. Both Bridgestone and Goodyear are President's Distinguished. My home club, Stowe, is President's Distinguished. So we have a lot of clubs that have just stepped up and really put it together.
Well done.
Well, yeah, they definitely did a good job. Well done to them.
District 10 recently held its Toastmasters Leadership Institute, also known as the TLI, or most commonly, Officer Training. The stats for this were astounding. 74 of 109 clubs pre-registered some or all of their officers to attend, and there were plenty of people who walked in without any registration at all. The final count was a staggering 240 members in-house. Well done, District 10. The division makeup TLI schedule is now up on district10.org. Of course, I'm going to promote the Southern Division makeup training because I'm a hometown girl, but each of the makeup trainings is great. This is an easy point for your club to score on the Distinguished Club program. Just get four of your club officers to the training sessions. The benefits of a DCP point pale compared to the value of a well-trained executive committee for your club. Check the schedule at district10.org. For more details. Humorous speech and table topic contests are coming up soon, and do you have your contest chair yet? This is one of the first opportunities in leadership that Toastmasters gives the members in the Competent Leadership Manual. If you need a contest rulebook, and you need a contest rulebook, you can download it for free from Toastmasters.org. A well-deserved thank you to District Governor Tony Green, LGET Jenny Lee Taylor, and LGM Dave Wiley for their service as our District 10 trio for the 2014-15 year. District 10 is Select Distinguished. Congratulations to you for your success. We want to wish Jenny Lee and Dave the best as they start out on their new roles, along with Tim Judah as the 2015-2016 trio. We look forward to a great year under your leadership. I happen to know that the Central Division will be hosting the fall conference this year. If you would like to volunteer as the conference chair, let Dave Wiley know. He's looking for team leaders and committee members now. Finally, thanks to Pete Panwani, one of the most inspirational Toastmasters I know. This is only part of a much longer conversation that Pete and I had. You'll be hearing more excerpts from that interview in future podcasts, but right now, I just want to wish Pete and his wife well as they anticipate the birth of their third child. Thanks again for your time, Pete. If you like our podcast, will you take a moment and go to iTunes or Stitcher or Spreaker and post a review? Every star you give us helps. Thanks a lot. Meeting adjourned.